from the editor-in-chief's desk. Professor Farida Khanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Islam and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan. Currently the chairperson of CPS International, she is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Professor Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@gmail.com. Reaching for higher ground. What is spirituality, or rabbaniyat, as described in the Quran? It is the raising of the human condition to a higher level, where the mind focuses on realities beyond material things, on a life connected with God. A person who gives all attention to worldly matters and remains absorbed in outward appearances is considered material-minded. In contrast, one who rises above material concerns and focuses on higher, non-material realities is regarded as spiritual or godly. Such a person follows the guidance of the Quran. Be devoted servants of God. 379, in other words, he lives a life centered on God. Spirituality helps answer fundamental questions. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? What is the plan of the Creator? A sincere seeker finds true spirituality by discovering thoughtful and rational answers to these questions. In this way, spirituality begins at the level of the mind. It is based on reflection and contemplation, and is therefore an intellectual process. When a person discovers the truth, his life enters a new phase. He begins to shape his personality according to spiritual principles. This intellectual journey has two aspects. The first is to understand why human beings experience negativity in this world. The second is to find positive responses to these situations. Human beings have been given the freedom to choose between right and wrong. However, this freedom is often misused. As a result, people harm one another, suffer injustice, and face loss and hardship. At such times, spirituality teaches us how to turn negative experiences into positive ones. Rabbaniyat provides a sound philosophy of life. It acts as a guide, leading us out of the darkness of ignorance into the light of reality. In times of difficulty, spirituality becomes a reliable companion. It protects us from being overwhelmed by adversity. It is, in fact, an art of managing crises, offering us intellectual strength and guidance when we need it most. Everyone needs spirituality, whether rich or poor, powerful or weak. It gives a person a starting point in life. Without spirituality, one lacks a clear beginning and direction. The spiritual path enables us to see what cannot be seen by the physical eye. It helps us learn from the past and understand the future in the present. In this way, it becomes a source of human progress. There are many moments in life when we feel helpless, when life seems without direction or purpose. At such times, spirituality becomes a source of hope. It gives us courage and conviction to move forward. How does a seeker of truth develop such high qualities? The answer lies in the fact that the seeker and the goal he seeks are both connected with God, who is the source of all goodness. God becomes a source of inspiration for him. Spirituality creates God-centered thinking within a person. His life becomes centered on God. This is what makes a spiritual person strong and steady. Through a deep connection with God, he gains inner strength and becomes truly powerful. The spiritual path enables us to see what cannot be seen by the physical eye. It helps us learn from the past and understand the future in the present.